Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past week, we finished up our tightrope series, looking at the book of Esther and the big idea that God is all powerful, and at the same time that we're all responsible, that as Christians, we hold those two truths, right, to be in tension with each other. And we kind of finished up the story, the narrative part of Esther this past weekend. And the story kind of resolves with Haman being impaled, which is really a precursor to crucifixion, because Persians believed that if someone, right, was impaled, they were cursed. And this became the precursor to crucifixion. They Persians started it. The Romans finished it. And one of the things that we kind of learned as we looked at, there was just a difference between Esther and Mordecai's way of looking at God and Haman's way of looking at God. Like, Haman's way was, look at all this stuff, my talents, gifts, abilities, resources. How can I capitalize on what God is doing for me? Or you can look at your life like Esther and Mordecai did and say, how can I maximize all these things, my talents, gifts, resources, and abilities? How can I maximize this for God's kingdom, for Him? You can look at all your stuff and say, all this is for me. Or you can look at all your stuff and say, all this, God is for you. So we looked at how the reference there to what happened to Haman is, in my opinion, is picked up in the New Testament in Galatians chapter 3, where it says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hanged on a tree. And so what we saw in that is that Jesus ended the curse of sin because He finished on a tree what Adam and Eve brought to us through a tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Genesis. And so we applied that in a variety of different ways. So grateful for all the moms on Mother's Day. And those are, those are women who are physically moms. Those are women who mother in other ways, maybe through teaching or through coaching, but are investing in the next generation. We're so grateful for all the moms. And we talked about, how the gospel humbles us out of our self-righteousness, that we can't not forgive others, even though we're going to say they deserved it. And we're kind of going to sometimes spiritualize our disobedience, right? When we kind of default to human nature, when someone hurts us, we're going to hurt them back in some way. But it also encourages us towards our real identity. For some of us, it's not that we don't want to forgive. It's that we live for the praise of other people. And so we can't live with criticism because that crushes us. But when you know that Christ died for you, it gives you the value that God really applies. And all of that comes to us through Jesus. Numbers 24:17 calls Him the scepter of Israel. So just like Xerxes extended that scepter to Esther, God has extended Christ to us in our sinfulness. He has saved us, brought us to Himself, and man, that's what causes us to love Him. So I'm going to pray that into our day today, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray that into your day as well. God, thank You for this reality that You are all powerful, and God, that gives me purpose today, that I'm going to enjoy You as I start my day today. And then, Lord, it also gives me a post, an assignment. You've been at work all night while I've rested, so You've prepared me for this morning. You've prepared me for this day. So whatever those assignments look like, whatever You bring to me, God, I pray that I will both enjoy You in it and that I will faithfully stand at my post, God, even if some of those things are difficult today, that I'll have that if I perish, I perish attitude that Esther had. Thank You that You have these for such a time as this, kinds of moments in our lives. And if those are in front of us today, God, I pray that we as individual believers and we as a corporate church family will step into them. Thank You. All right, now You take the opportunity to pray.